Chapter 5. Going Home Again. In the end, it was all pretty easy. Max took me to see Principal Sanders. He figured she would know how to help me. She did. "Max," she said, "do you think you could figure out how to open those astronaut sleeping capsules?" "I'm pretty sure I could," Max replied. "Well, then, let's just keep quiet about this," she said. "No sense in getting all of Claryville excited over a few time travelers." We got in the principal's car and drove back to the field where the spaceship was. Commander Assad and Pilot Velez's sleeping capsules were still closed. Max got to work. "It's a problem with the computer's processor," he said. Principal Sanders turned to me. "I don't know how that boy tested into doctors," she said. "It seems to me like he was born to be an astronaut." I felt I had to say something, but I wasn't quite sure how she would take it. "I know everyone thinks those tests are never wrong," I began, "but what if they sometimes are? Then you have unhappy students. Max really wants to be an astronaut, and he knows so much. Why not let students study what interests them?" Principal Sanders seemed lost in silent thought for a minute. "That makes sense," she finally answered. "It does seem like the tests were wrong in Max's case. I'm going to see what I can do to get Max switched into astronauts. I don't know. Maybe those tests aren't such a great idea after all."